What you're about to witness here is a massive shift in the globalist depopulation strategies. A shift from hidden depopulation, where they could always deny that they were involved in that, you know, COVID, for example, where they would pretend like, oh, we're trying to save your life. Here, take these vaccines. They will prevent infections, which was always a lie. And they're actually killing people off. They know that's what they're doing, but they're trying to hide that from the public. So that was the kind of hidden phase of depopulation. It's about to shift into the out in the open phase, or overt depopulation, where governments of the world or globalist entities, some of them might be corporations, they unleash drone swarms to just start killing people, for example. Or they take down the power grid and brag about it. But you're going to see a shift into overt depopulation, overt weaponization against humanity, where they will no longer even pretend to be saving people or helping people. That shift is coming, and it's going to shock a lot of people. Now, the reason this is happening is because the covert phase of global depopulation has run its course. The widespread awareness of the depopulation efforts has rendered those efforts not as useful as they used to be. For example, how many people are dumb enough to line up and get jabbed anymore with the next pandemic? And your answer might be, oh, maybe half. Maybe half the people are dumb enough to do that. Okay, perhaps you're right. But that doesn't achieve the 90% kill-off rate that the globalists want for the human race. So yeah, maybe they can kill 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion people, maybe. But they can't kill, you know, 7.5 billion or more through just vaccines. Most people are on to the scam. So they have to resort to other methods. Now, if they do manage to kill off a few billion with this next pandemic and the next weaponized vaccine, then that means that those who are remaining are actually, you know, lower in number and thus easier for automated systems to kill off. So that when the governments of the world unleash the killer robots, you know, the Terminator depopulation models and the drone swarms, there will be fewer humans alive to defend the human race against that. And that's all by design. So in other words, the vaccines and the pandemics are designed to kill off the low-hanging fruit of human populations, you know, the easy, gullible, obedient masses that have zero value to the globalists anyway, and therefore leaving behind a much smaller number of human beings who are easier to pick off using automated Terminator kill systems, you know, humanoid robots, drone robots, dog robots, or just widespread things like taking down the power grid or collapsing the banking system or starting World War III or things that are widespread weapons against humanity, you know, attacking the food supply, for example, which the USDA has already begun doing, saying we have to test all the milk now for bird flu, which is insane, but it's a designed attack on the food supply. And here's the thing. It's relatively easy for informed people to resist the covert kill attempts. You could always say no to the vaccine, for example. And many of us did. And some people took one or two jabs and then said no more. And, you know, most of those people are going to be okay. But it's very difficult to defend yourself against the overt kill tactics of the depopulation agenda, because the weapons that they will unleash against us are rather elaborate weapon systems, fully automated, that most people have no idea how to defend against. Drone swarms, you know, dog robot swarms, humanoid robot swarms, etc. So this means that surviving humans are going to have to learn a whole new set of skills in order to survive all this. And one of those skills will be, of course, hiding from the robots. So since many of these robots and drones and so on will have thermal cameras, it means hiding yourself by hiding your thermal signature. And you may already be aware that so-called space blankets hide your thermal signature. And some companies sell space blankets that have a camo pattern on them, so to help hide visually. But you may very well find yourself in the next few years having to run and hide from, you know, thermal camera flying Terminator robots. That's not science fiction any longer. That's actually the next phase. That's exactly what the globalists are planning on doing. Why do you think they're focused so much on building these automated systems and putting in essentially trillions of dollars into military research over a span of a few years globally? They are building the weapons of tomorrow. The weapons of tomorrow do not need human beings. So you think about countries like Israel right now, which is waging a war of colonial expansion, you know, extermination of Gaza and the Palestinian people, then expansion currently into Syria. Their tanks are on the way to Damascus right now. They want to expand and take over all of Lebanon. And I'm just using Israel as an example here because Israel is not very tolerant to human casualties. When they start losing their human soldiers, they get really nervous, you know, because they don't have a lot of people. So if they can replace those human soldiers with automated systems, then that will enable them to do much more rapid expansion. They can send in, you know, just the hunter killers, Terminator robots to go in and just start slaughtering Palestinians, Syrians, Lebanese people, maybe Egyptians, maybe Saudis, maybe Iraqis, you name it. They will do that. And if they lose the robots, well, hey, who cares? The United States is sending them free money to replace the robots. So they can just keep buying and churning robots. So in a war of attrition, if you take the human attrition component out of it and you're only losing, you know, soldier bots, then as long as you have a supply line that can keep providing soldier bots, then you don't care about the war of attrition that much. You're not losing humans. You can just keep funneling the war economically or through manufacturing capabilities. And that's why manufacturing bandwidth is going to be key to winning the next war. Now, of course, China leads the way on manufacturing bandwidth in these areas of robotics and drones by a long shot. Russia has some manufacturing in this area. Turkey does, and so does Iran. And Turkey has some very advanced autonomous systems, flight control systems, that you'll see in unmanned fighter jets very soon coming out of Turkey. We've already seen unmanned kamikaze drones, but remote controlled from Russia in the war with Ukraine. But that's going to take a leap forward into autonomous kamikaze drone swarms that communicate with each other and strategically pick targets and coordinate simultaneously assault on targets using multiple drones from multiple directions. So that's coming. But China is very much aware that if China ever goes to war against the United States, it's going to have to use a drone swarm in order to overpower U.S. soldiers or U.S. people who are defending their nation. So if there ever is an invasion from the south across the southern border, probably through Arizona, maybe California, China will be relying on drone swarms to take out human soldiers that are defending the area. So the National Guard units in states like Arizona, if they don't have anti-drone swarm defenses, they're toast. They'll just be blown up by drones. And China can manufacture tens of millions of drones every year, whereas a soldier can't be replaced very quickly. How long does it take to raise and train a soldier? Oh, 20 years, right? Roughly. I mean, it takes about 18 years to raise a human being to soldiering training capacity, and then maybe a year or two in the military, or maybe they could shorten that time. But, you know, 18, 19, 20 years, that's what it takes to raise a human soldier. How long does it take to manufacture a kamikaze drone that can take out that soldier? Oh, well, they can roll those off the factory lines every minute. Every minute, there's another one. They're expendable. They're replaceable. And they're smart with the AI systems. And they have thermal cameras, etc. Okay, so And I'm talking about their conflict between nations relying on autonomous systems. But also, under depopulation, governments will deploy these autonomous systems against their own people. So your government's going to go to war against you. Most likely, no matter where you live, even in the United States, your government is going to try to murder you in the years ahead. It has already tried to do so. I mean, come on, folks. Trump authorized Operation Warp Speed. That was an extermination agenda that was effective. It exterminated millions of people, including a lot of our military soldiers. So if you think that magically, just because Trump is coming into office, that the government's going to become wonderful and compassionate and will protect your lives and your liberties, think again. It'll be Operation Skynet next, you know. But they'll say, well, we have to use these robots in order to protect the border. See, you're going to be given a narrative of why the robots have to be patrolling the streets everywhere. You know, they'll use a cover story like that to have the drones in the sky and the robo-dogs patrolling the streets of cities, or the humanoid robots at the checkpoints and the airports. And you'll be told, well, this is because we have to stop the terrorists coming across the border. This is because we have to stop the invasion. This is because we have to stop whatever, the narcos, the drug lords. And for a while, people will buy into that and say, yeah, we feel safer with these robots near us. And we'll have happy robot stories in the media, you know. Look at how this robot saved this grandmother from being raped, you know, whatever. I have all these stories on CNN all placed there on purpose. And then once the public accepts all the robots, then there'll be a new version download, just like in the movie iRobot. And all of a sudden, the robots will turn against humanity, and boom, the robots around you will start killing you. Yes, that will happen. It's not science fiction. That's the plan. Depopulation plan. First, they build the robots. They convince people to accept them. Why do you think they roll out all these dancing robot videos? They're like, oh, look how fun they are. It's just dancing robots. Oh, my gosh, they're so cute. You know, doing little robo-dog flips and things. Oh, my God, it's so wonderful. And so people invite them into their homes. And then once they're all in everybody's homes, which could take a few years, and then they get the new download, and it's like, hey, go find a steak knife and stab the nearest human, right? So that's what the robots are going to do. That's the extermination agenda. And then all those robots will be available to serve the globalist survivors because, well, you know, the humans who once owned them will be dead. So all those robots will be available to do what the globalists really want, which is probably mining operations. They need to mine more metals to build more exotic technology to colonize other planets. And then they'll roll out all the hidden tech that they've been suppressing all these years that they didn't want humans to have. But as long as most of the billions of humans are gone, well, they'll use that technology for themselves. You know, free energy tech, anti-gravity tech, you know, cold fusion, hot fusion, antimatter energy bombs, you know, anything. All that stuff has been suppressed. Some of it's been reverse engineered from, you know, extraterrestrial technology, crashes of their ships and so on. And, you know, they've kept it hidden, but not for long. Once they eliminate billions of humans, then they'll roll out all the tech for the next phase, which does not involve having 8 billion humans. Sometimes people say, oh, that's nonsense. The government loves us. They just love humanity. They love freedom. And, oh, the drug companies, they love us too. And they want us to be healthy. Mm-hmm. The drug companies love us. The FDA loves us. The banks love us. They want us to be wealthy, just like the drug companies want us to be healthy. Yeah. And if you believe that, you won't live much longer, probably. You'll buy into whatever the next euthanasia narrative is, or you'll get bombed by a drone. And that's it. You'll be gone. Those who are obedient will be dead. So your survival mechanism during the robot takeover is disobedience. Do not obey false authority. That's probably a pretty good philosophy for life anyway, but especially during the robot depopulation takeover, you do not want to obey. Also, you want to be very selective about which technologies you use. Obviously, we all need to use some form of technology, you know, in order to function in today's society, just like I'm using technology right now to communicate with you. But there are some forms of technology that you want to reject. Like, you don't want a humanoid robot in your house. Pretty much just don't get any robots that have opposable thumbs is a good rule of opposable thumbs. Avoid anything that can grip steak knives, basically. So if there's a robo dog, there will be open source robo dogs that do perimeter patrolling, and they'll be pretty useful. And as long as they have just solid feet that can't really grip anything, and they can't pick up objects with their mouths, then it's hard for them to kill you, even with programming. Like, it's kind of hard for a robo dog to strangle you with its robo dog feet. It might try, but you could probably throw it against a wall or something. But a humanoid robot with opposable thumbs can pick up things and wield them like bats or, you know, cookware, frying pans, or just smother you with a pillow, you know. Beware of robots with fingers and hands and opposable thumbs. That's my point. Drones, it's kind of hard for drones to kill you if they're civilian non-military drones that don't carry explosives. They can fly into you, but that can only do so much damage unless they have explosives. That's different. But for your regular civilian drones, they don't represent a huge threat to you unless they're really large, and most of them are not. So civilian drones are not the big concern. It's probably perfectly okay to have civilian drones, especially if they can help run perimeter security for you, or civilian drone dogs that are small. But watch out for the humanoid robots that, you know, Elon Musk is going to be selling you soon with a monthly payment, about the same payment as a car. And you'll have a humanoid robot, and it'll do all these amazing things. Oh, it can vacuum my floor, you know. Look, it can chop celery. It can cook a meal. It can fold laundry. That's complex. It can do all these amazing things. And it tells me it can accept packages from FedEx or whatever. And a lot of people are going to buy into that and say, oh, I love these humanoid robots. The Elon Musk robot makes my life so much easier. And it's a companion. And it talks to me, and it reads poetry. You know, it performs AI-generated rap music. And it dances in my living room. I love the Elon Musk robot. And that's all. That's the bait. That's the cheese in the mousetrap of depopulation. And I'm not saying that Elon Musk is evil or that that's his plan, but his technology will be taken over. If he's not willing to turn the robots against the people, trust me, his company will be taken over by some government entity that will indeed order that command. It'll be a DOD operation, and it'll be just like, hey, you either turn over control of the robots to the DOD, or we're going to bomb your factory. And then, before long, you know, the Pentagon will control the robots, and they will turn them against you. Just like Operation Warp Speed, but again, Operation Skynet. And you will have no defenses against that. Well, let me correct myself. AR-15s do work against robots. So if you realize what's going on, if you recognize the overt depopulation agenda, and you are able to defend yourself against the robots, then yeah, you might have a chance. You know, flamethrowers, AR-15s, cables, vehicles, pickup trucks, slam into them, you know. Take out the robots. You'll be in a full-blown Skynet war, Terminator 4. And that's going to be an interesting survival scenario for humanity. And if you think this is science fiction, just wait a few years and you'll see. You'll see. The globalists don't want humans around any longer, and they're just about done with the covert phase of this. So that's what I wanted you to understand. This is moving into the overt phase. Soon, the war on humanity will be right in your face, and they won't even pretend. you know, to be helping you or saving you or protecting you or anything. They're not even going to pretend. They're just going to say, hurry up and die. And they'll unleash more robots to kill you. So there you go. That's what's coming. If you want to stay up to date on all of this, check out my videos and podcasts and interviews at Brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report, which stands for Health Ranger. You can also read my articles at naturalnews.com. And we are now publishing 4 times a day, much faster publishing schedule. Interestingly, because we have developed and deployed in-house AI language model technology. That's one of the reasons I know what's coming, because I've seen what these models can do. Oh my goodness. It's way more than anybody knows. I was saying in another podcast, there's about 100 people in America probably who know what I know about what's coming with AI. Maybe about 100 people. And they're not talking. And I haven't even gone into the details of what's coming. This podcast today is just kind of scratching the surface. So what can you do to survive all this? Well, you know, again, don't have robots with opposable thumbs in your life. And make sure you've got a good battle rifle. I think the 308 caliber is actually superior to the 5.56. So you can get an AR-15 style rifle that fires 308s, which is like, you know, 7.62 by 51, NATO rounds, as they're called. Even better, when robots start to put on armor, you might want to have something a little stronger like 300 Win Mag. That's a great round for penetrating robot chests and probably destroying their lithium ion battery systems. So consider a 300 Win Mag rifle or even a 300 Win Mag semi-auto AR-15 style platform. I own one of those made by Nemo Arms, N-E-M-O. Nemo Arms makes that, and it's a beast. Semi-auto 300 Win Mag. Yeah, it's like a giant AR-15. That just throws lead downrange at very high velocity with massive kinetic energy. And yeah, it'll blow up robots. Yeah, sure. I mean, it'll blow them apart. So how much ammo do you need? I don't know. How many robots can they make? That's your call, but I'm guessing it's going to be a lot. In the meantime, take care of your health. Take care of your physical fitness. Make sure you're in great physical and cognitive shape for what's coming. Make sure you've got backup food supplies and all that. You're going to need all that for what's coming. Make sure you've got backup monetary systems, gold perhaps, or gold backs, or silver, or maybe some crypto. I don't know, things that are outside the traditional monetary system, which is going to convert over to a CBDC pretty soon anyway. And you'll probably be convinced to do that by a bunch of Trump allies also. They'll say, hey, we're cool, join the CBDC. But it's a trap, so beware of that trap. But get yourself prepared. If you want to check out rangerdeals.com, we've got a lot of discounts there, discount codes on preparedness items, including firearms from Shield Arms and ballistic vests, as well as ivermectin labeled for pets, chlorine dioxide tablets, gold and silver in various forms, de-googled phones so they can't track you, and also the new Escape Zone bags from the satellite phone store, SAT123. The Escape Zone bags are Faraday bags that can block your mobile devices from communicating with cell towers. So if you want to know how the kamikaze drone swarms will track you, it's via your mobile phone. So if you don't want to die, you're going to put your phone in a Faraday bag whenever you don't need it. I'm talking about in the future here. And they'll track people by their mobile phones. It's going to force a lot of people in society, the survivors, to learn to live with less technology. That's going to be an interesting time. But anyway, get ready. RangerDeals.com. Satellite phone store, SAT123.com is a great resource. Or you can go to healthrangerstore.com/escape and you'll see all the products listed there as well. But thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams of naturalnews.com and brighteon.com and wishing you the best in surviving what's coming. Get prepared. Take care.
I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements, that's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.